Vayitern Shas Rendav Chav Zayin, picking it up on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, 2, 4, 6 lines down, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Now, we are going to deal today with what is the halacha, to check or not to check? That is the question. Are we allowed to go ahead and check on Yontif to see if there's a, if the Bechor has some sort of mum or doesn't have a mum? Are you allowed to go into such a thing? Then we're going to have an answer, then we're going to knock off the answer. It's going to be a bit of a back and forth, whether you are allowed to check or you're not allowed to check. Then we're going to get into story time about those who wouldn't check, and then we had Rav Ami who praises them, even though he maybe did check, but then we're going to see he himself also didn't check. Then we're going to jump into the next Mishnah, and we're going to basically deal with, is our Mishnah like Rav Shimon, or is it not like Rav Shimon as well? Could it even be like him? Then we're going to get into another Mishnah, and that's going to end it for today. Let's jump in. Here we go. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia Havaleahu Bucher. Remember, we had a discussion yesterday. We had a Mishnah that said, Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to check on Yontif. You're allowed to give it to a mumcha to check if a Bechor has a mum over a mum kavua. In which case, if it's a mum kavua, then you're allowed to shecht it. If it's a mum over, then you're not allowed to shecht it because you're not allowed to shecht kachim. Bachutz, you can't shecht. You have to wait till it gets a mum. So as Rabbi Yehuda says, you can. Rabbi Shimon says that you can't. So comes along, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Nasiya Havaleahu Bukhar, Rabbi Yehuda, Nasi had a Bukhar. Shadri Lakami Rav Ami, sent in front of Rav Ami, he wanted to know if it was good or if it wasn't good. Savar Dalol Mechsiya, and he decided he's not going to check it. He didn't feel comfortable checking this on Yontif. Amalei Rabbi Zvika, Vitei Rabbi Yirmiya, they said to him, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, don't we know that when there's Halacha, and there's a Machlok, Kasin Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that the Halacha goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? So what's your issue over here? Go ahead, check it. He says you're allowed to check. So what happened next is that Rav Yehuda Nasi goes sends it to Rav Yitzchak Navcha and suffered a little mechzeh. He also didn't want to check, and that he should not check. And again, both of these are going to end up being like Rav Shimon, and that's against the standard. He's going through Rav Yehuda. I'm going to Rav Yehuda. So you should actually go ahead and check. Why are you not checking? Okay, now Amar Lei Rabbi says, "My time alo shafkitinu l'rabbanan l'me'avul uvdik Rabbi Shimon." What's pshat that you're not going ahead and behaving machmir? Why don't you be machmir shafkinu l'rabbanan? Let them go ahead and behave like Rabbi Shimon. Right, we know that Amar Lei says back to him, "Va'at ma biyodach." Why would you think that we should go according to Rabbi Shimon? We know the generals that you don't. Says Rashi, "Va'at ma biyodach the shafkel Rabbi Yehuda." They're going to leave Rabbi Yehuda, but he's the mevid Rabbi Shimon to go according to Rabbi Shimon. Me shamet Allah Rabbi Shimon mezu. Who did you hear that Allah is a Rabbi Shimon like this? Amar Lei says back to him, "Hama achar hachi Amar Rabbi Zera." Azag is like Rabbi Zera. Halacha Rabbi Shimon. Allah is like Rabbi Shimon. We're going to see in a minute that's not necessarily true. That's not exactly what he said, but that's what he says. Oh, Rabbi Zera says Allah is like Rabbi Shimon. Mandahu, says Rashi. What's Mandahu? Echad me'a Tamidim Mishahu. Velona the Shema, the one of Tamidim was there and we don't know his name. And he said, Amar Eske Esek Lahasam. Oh, I can't wait to be Zoche. He Ratzon, says Rashi. Eske Lahalos Eretz Yisrael, Lamakash Rabbi Zeresham. I hope to be able to go to where Eretz Yisrael to Rabbi Zeres. The who Mara the Shmaisa, the Amri Mishmei Allah Rabbi Shimon. He's the one who said the Lachas Rabbi Shimon, the Agman the Shmaisa bin Pume. I would love to hear this from him. You imagine, like, we now have this chus to go there to Eretz Yisrael whenever we want. Some of us live here, some of us will be able to go and visit. We can jump on a boat or even a plane if you like. But there was like, oh, it's not so possible. I should be zochet to go and see him. And what happened? He did. Right? So he says like this. He says, "Ask if Esek Lahasam. I hope to go there. Egmei l'shmaisim b'pumim marish. You go learn from his words. Kistol l'kahasam. When he got over there, when he got up over there, Ashkel Rav Zera. He found Rav Zera. Amalei. He says to him." Amar Mar Halachik Rabbi Shimon. Did you say that Halachah is a Rabbi Shimon? Amalei says, what? What are you talking about? Lo, I never said that Halachah is a Rabbi Shimon. Anam Estabra Amri. I said that it makes sense to say that it's Rabbi Shimon. I'm saying it was Rabbi Shimon. It makes sense. I mean, the Gittanim and the Sneesim, because the fact that it says in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol She'ein Mumon Nikar Mibod Yom. Anyone who's Mum, any Beima, a Bechor, that it's Mum is not Nikar Mibod Yom. Whoa. From a Mishnah, Ein Zemin Amuchin is not considered. That it's minamuch and it's not prepared. V'katani la bebraisa b'lashon chacham. And then we have a braisa which is in the lashon chacham. And Rashi says b'lashon chacham to katani la'el, the gemara that we saw earlier. Asav aisim asnisim b'day. We brought the bein shanola b'mum erev yomtov bein shanola b'mum b'yomtov. Whether he had a mum on erev yomtov or on yomtov itself, chachamim omrim, etc. Rabbi Shimon who the ka'amar hachi v'kari lechachamim. It's Rabbi Shimon and he calls him the chachamim. So therefore we see at the end of the day, it makes sense to say shma minam estabek avaseda. like him. That was the brisa we brought from Rav Hoshaya that actually stood its ground. The second brisa we brought, not the first one we saw, that was Mishibusha. So Shmaya Minam Estabek of Esayim makes sense to say like him. I wouldn't say Halacha is like them. So Lamaisa, Maya Allah, what is Halacha? I'm Rav Yosef. Yosef says, comes along Rav Yosef. Ah, Rav Yosef's going to give an answer, and then Rabbi is going to come and attack Rav Yosef and knock him out. I'm Rav Yosef, that it's not a riot. I'm Rav Yosef. Toshima Detalia Ba'ashay Ba'avivay. Come in here, says Rashi. This Halacha is hanging b'chavalim gedolim v'gasim, big and strong ropes. Shekashim li noktik, it's hard to break. Kolomer chachamim gedolim amru. Great sages said it. Vein nochin levat to the ram, and it's not easy to go and knock off what they say. The Amar Reb Shimon Pazi, Amar Reb Shua Ben Levi, Amar Reb Yossi Ben Shua, Amar Reb Mishum Kahala Kadish Yerushalayim. Second time we're seeing this. Last time we're recording this, we said in the name of the Kahala Kadish Yerushalayim, Reb Shimon Chavirav Amru Halacha Rabbi Meir. Reb Shimon and his chavim said Halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, huh? We talk about Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Who's Rabbi Meir? So we're going to see if Meir works in the world of Rabbi Shimon, possibly. That's what Rabbi Yosef wants to suggest. And therefore, the Halacha goes like Rabbi Shimon. It goes like Rabbi Meir. Because we're going to see in a moment, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon seem to say the same thing. And therefore, it's Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir who are two versus Rabbi Yehuda, who's only one. So we go after the Rabbim that says that if a Bechor, we're going to see that what does Rabbi Meir say? He says that if you have a Bechor, which is a Baal Mum, that is shechted, but before they actually give it over to a mumcha to check if it was a mum or it wasn't a mum kavur mum over, then it's going to be problematic. It's going to be usher to go and use. Let's see. Amru says a Gemara. Rashi comes and explains what's happening over here. I'll just read the words. Amru v'ha inu kishisha mine tuva. What are you going to say? That it was these great sages, these great rabbis are saying that it goes like Rav Shimon ben Menasya. What do you mean? V'ha inu kishisha mine tuva. They were much great. They were older than them, than the Shimon. Then what's pshat to say they're quoting him as the halacha? Ella, no. B'shitas Rabbi Meir Merul. All they were saying is B'shitas Rabbi Meir. They're quoting Rabbi Shimon Nasi, who's quoting Rabbi Meir. That's all they were doing. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah Bechor, as we've seen before. Ashochit is a Bechor. V'achaka Cheras Mum. Maybe we didn't. Anyway, Ashochit is a Bechor. Someone goes and shechs a Bechor. On Yontif. Hold off on me just saying that. Let's try it again. Ashochit is a Bechor. It says Rashi, Kodem Sheitiru Chacham. Before a Chacham comes a Matir, V'chakach Heres Mumo L'Chacham, then afterwards they go and show the Mum. To a Haham, V'chakach, now the Gemara says, V'chakach Heres Mumo, they go and they show him the Mum. And he says, yep, it was a Mum Kavua. What's that halacha? Rabbi Huda Matir, Rabbi Huda says, okay, it's Mutter. Rabbi Meir Omer Meir says, Hol V'nishchat Shalal Pi Mumche. Since you shechted it, not by the words of a Mumche. Oh, this is a problem, usser. We're going to say that it's usser. Even if it's a mum kavua, it's still going to be a problem. Alma, what do we see? Kasav Rimeir. Meir holds that Re'ias Bechor, Lavki Re'ias Trefa, must be that he holds that the Re'ias Bechor, looking and investigating the Bechor, is not the same as investigating Trefa, right? How does it work? Re'ias Bechor Mechayim. When it comes to Re'ias Bechor, it's got to be while the animal is still alive. Re'ias Trefa Lach Shechita, but Trefa is done after Shechita is already done. Then you go and you check if the thing is a Trefa or not. But Bechor you have to do beforehand. Umina, and what we learn out from this concept is that Re'ias Trefa Afilu B'yomtev. Now we get into the concept of Yomtev. The Re'ias Trefa Afilu B'yomtev, Re'ias Bechor, Me'erev Yontif. That Rias is that when it comes to Trefa, you even let it check on Yontif. You do Shechita, and then you go, you know, like we see in Chulin, I think, Dav Chesser, so that a Shochet Tzarech Sheyivdok, and you check if it's a Trefa or not. But when it comes to Bechor, it's got to be done Erev Yontif. Kum Tochois, Rabbi Meir is also masking to such a concept. So now you have Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon on one side, and you have Rabbi Yehuda on the other side. Therefore, the halacha goes like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. You're not allowed to check the animal on Yontif. Abaye comes on the attack, and he says, Whoa, hold a door. I'm really Abaye. Atu Hassan Beroin Mumin Pligi. Beroin Mumin Pligi? What do you think that the machlokis is? Whether or not you're allowed to look at the mum, because Kili Rashi points out that rowing mumin is like tikkun, and that would be the issue of looking on yontif. That's the machlokas. That's what the machlokas is, by rowing mumin? says, nah, Rav Meir isn't arguing whether or not this is considered tikkun. Even he wouldn't say that. He says, rather, the entire machlokus is whether or not there's a kanas for shechting or for checking. It's a kanas issue. When you deal with dukin shabayin, which are known as cataracts, an issue with the eye, which is something which is a mum kavua, and therefore you'd be allowed to shecht it. Kuli amalo pligid aser. Everybody agrees that this is going to be aser if you go out and shecht it before you show it to a mumche. Why? Because that's something very unique. Mishum de mishtanin. What happens is after the animal dies, it changes. It looks like it's a mum kavua after the fact, even if it was a mum over, in which case it would have been usher. So therefore, that's not that we have a problem with. But ki pligi b'mum and shabaguf. Where exactly is the machlokas with a mum that's on the guf? Rashi says an example of that would be something like a kigon miktsa ozno nishpa yado delonishtana b'shul shkita. Something where its ear got chopped, got a part of piece of it's missing, or its leg breaks. This is not going to change after the animal dies. It doesn't die. Rabbi Meir says gazrin mumen shabaguf atu mum shemayin. He says we make a gezera of a mum in the guf atu the mum in the ayin. Rabbi Yehuda Sarva, he says lo gazrin, we don't make such a gezera. So at the end of the day, it just comes out that it's just really a kenas. So don't think that you have a raya over here of Yosef to come and tell us that if so, go ahead and do the shechita, you do the bedika after the fact. Oh yeah, don't bring a raya to say that you're not allowed to chuck on yontif. You may actually be able to chuck on yontif. And this whole shtickl is about a different discussion. I'm Rav Nachum Yitzchak. Now you've started. Rav Nachum says, "Masisa nami daikar mishti even." A message from our sponsor. Anyway, my sister Nami Daikar, I miss that even in his meduyik like this. The Ketanya Rimeir Omer Hol V'Nishchat Shalol Pi Mumcha Aser. He says, since it wasn't Shachut with Pi Mumcha, therefore it's going to be Aser, which teaches you Shema Mina, Knasahu, the Kakanis, Shema Mina. You didn't have to say, because of Mchak, just say that it's Aser. Why are you saying it like that? Because it must be. It's a Kenas. Therefore, Abai knocks off Rav Yosef, who's trying to bring a Raya that the Lach is going to go like Rav Meir and Rabbi Shimon, that it comes two against one. Maybe it's just Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda, and since it's just Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Yehuda, Allah could actually go like Rabbi Yehuda. Story time to bring out this idea about people that wouldn't check. Ami Vardino Chazi Buchra de Benesia Hava Biyomatava Lo Hava Chazi. This fellow, Rashi's one of the Pshatim, says that Vardino was a place. He was the one who used to check in the Benesia, in the house of the Nasi. He was the one to check whether the Bechor is good or isn't good, whether it's a Mum Kavur or a Mum Over. But he wouldn't check on Yontif. He wouldn't check all like Rav Shimon. Also, he said to them, Shaper covered the Lochazi. You did good that you didn't actually check. Says the Gemara, Aini, is it really true? V'har Rabbi Ami Gufe Chazi, he himself used to go and he would check. Rabbi Ami Ki Chazi, and this is a Gemara, no, not true. He wouldn't check on Yontif. Rather, Rabbi Ami Ki Chazi Mi Esmal V'Chazi, he would check before Yontif would come in. And then Rashi says, Im Kavua, Im Over, if it was Im Kavua, if it was Im Over. And then it'll be Yom Tov, and Yom Tov, he would go ahead, and he would investigate the matter, and he would check. It'll be Yom Tov, Shayuli Kom Shaila, Hechi Ava Ovda. He would come in and ask, what exactly happened? How did it become? How did it get a mum? What's pshat over here? Why would he check it before? You check it before because you're not allowed to check on. He would say you're not allowed to check on, or he was choshesh for Shimon. And Rashi says that a lot of times what happened was he was very tired on Erev Yom Tov, and therefore he would check before Yom Tov to see if it was good, or if it was a mum kavur, or it was a mum over. Now, you have to go a little bit further, because Kohanim, the Gemara says, were choshed that they would make a mum, because they don't have to take care of the animal until it got a mum. And therefore they would give it a mum, and therefore they can go and they shecht it. So what happened was he would go and he'd ask him to see how did it get the mum in the first place. Were you the ones that did it? Were you not doing it? Now he would do a yontif, but it was just like a gilui milsa to figure out what the idea is. He knew it was a kavua, or it was a over, but even if it was a kavua, he would have to then check if this kavua came from the fact that this is something that they did that was wrong, or maybe they didn't do anything wrong over here. Ki hadahu gavra, like the following story, the icy bukha lakami, the rova brought this, the bukhor, in front of a rova. And Rashi says, koin hayu, this guy was a koin. Afnia de Maile Yom Tova. Then when it was as the day was getting on in Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov, sorry, Maile Yom Tov. On the afternoon of Erev Yom Tov, Havi Yosef Rava Kachayef Reshe. Rava was there and he was Kachayef Reshe. He was scratching his head. In other words, he was uh, He was taking a shower. And Li'eni v'chazi l'mume, wasn't in the shower. He was just like basically shampooing his hair. He looked up and he checked the mum that was brought in from him. Amar leh zila idna v'talamachi. He said, go now and come back tomorrow. Kiyas l'macha, the next day came. Amar, he said, heichi ave avdi. He says, tell me, how did this happen? How did this mum get here, Mr. Cohen? Amar leh, he said, have a shadyan sari b'ach gisa d'hutza. There was a piece of barley that was the other side of a fence. Rashi says a fence was a gedishal kotzim. It was made out of, like these thorns. V'hava iu b'idach gisa. And this animals on the other side of the fence, and it wanted the barley. So what happened was, is Bahadi the boy lemecha, when it was going to eat the barley, how did it do it? It put his head through the fence and ended up getting he busted up his lip. He got a busted lip. Karisvasav, his lip tore. He got a tear. He got a cut. Vishnuya b'mumei abachor svasav shenifka mashal olam hu nikar. And this is something which is a mum kavua, because it's always recognized. What Rashi says, Amar Leh, so he says, Dilma ad gramtle. Maybe you're the one who caused this to happen. Maybe you're the one who put it on the other side, so the animal should go stick its head through, and therefore it's to get a problem, and therefore you should eat it. Amar Leh says back, lo, no. Halil of a ass, I didn't do that. But it says Gemara inside of mine. Who says grama is an issue? Understand you can't dafka give it a mum with your hands. Well, maybe you're going to cause it to give it a mum. You're going to put something on one side, and then it's going to go to the side, it's going to go to the head, and it's going to get a mum, and therefore maybe it's going to be okay. Who says a grama is an issue? Netanya, we looked at a braisa. Mum, lo yihiyah bo. It shouldn't have a mum on it. Rashi says, lo yihiyah kari bay, not lo yihiyah, but lo yihiyah, which means that it should not be on it. Lo yahaya, shouldn't have a mum on it. Ainly ela shalo yahaya ba mum. I know that it shouldn't have lahaya, meaning that you shouldn't make it have a mum. Mishum shalo lo yahaya. Ainly ela shalo. Let's try it again. Ditanya mum lo yebo. Ainly ela shalo yahaya ba mum. You shouldn't put a mum on it. Minayin shalo yigrom lo ayide. How do I know that I shouldn't go ahead and cause it? That it, that I can't cause it to get a mum from something else. I shouldn't bring some sort of dough or figs and put it by the ear in order to, and that the dog shouldn't come and take from it and end up like biting it and messing it up and making it into a mum. Tamad lomar, kol mum. Amar mum. The pasuk says mum. The amar kol mum. It says a mum to tell you not let it go and do it on purpose. Amar kol mum to tell you even if causing it to happen would be a problem as well. Zok the next heilige mishnah. Heilige mishnah. Behema shemesa lo yisus enemum koma. An animal that dies on yontif. You're not allowed to move it. Umaisa v'shalos rabbi tarfon aleh and abin the asur rabbi tarfon about it val chala shenitmes and about chala that became tame. He says Rashi inu ruuy lekoin hayom. Is that right for a coin today? Da ba chila asur leolam, it can't be, and even hasaka or to give it to the dog and yontov is asur. Why? Because ain mevar and kachim tameim in the olam biyomtov. I feel like the achilas behem the kaim alon. We know we hold. Ain sarfim kachim biyamtov, and therefore you can't go ahead and burn this. And even though normally you can get, you're allowed to burn it, but you can't do it on yontov itself. So and chalosh and nitmitz chal became tame. What's the din? V'nichnas the base of medrash. Shal they came. If tarfim came, he asked the base medrash. V'amru lo, and they said lo yizizem mimkoman. Do not move these things from their place. A dead animal or the chalat tamea. Now zokta heilige. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon. Detanya, little switcheroo there. Detanya, Reb Shimon Omer. Shimon Omer. Mechatchin is sadul nifnei abehema. You're allowed to go and cut up deluyim. Deluyim are types of gourds, a type of like pumpkin, things like that. You're allowed to cut it before an animal, lifnei abehema. And this is even allowed to be done on the Shabbat. On the Shabbat. Vesan nevela lifnei aklavim. You're allowed to cut up nevela. A animal that wasn't shechted, that just died. You let it cut it up in front of the dogs. Who let the nevela for the dogs out? Rashi says, "Well, Christian Stavlo b'Shabbos Kamar." It's talking about when it became a nevela on Shabbos itself. Oh my gosh, it died on Shabbos. Me the polygraph Rabbi Yehuda Alof, and the fact that Rabbi Yehuda argues va'amr, and he says, "Im lois and nevela me'er of Shabbos asur lefishenim in muchan." That's Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda Alomer, "Im lois and nevela me'er of Shabbos, it wasn't available before Shabbos, and asur it's going to be asur." Okay, so what do we see? We see the Mishnah says that the dead body is going to be muksa, you're not going to move it. That clearly is not according to Rabbi Shimon. It's against Rabbi Shimon. It goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Says Gemara, no, I feel it to Rabbi Shimon. You can even say it to Rabbi Shimon. Because Mod Rabbi Shimon, Bebalei Chayim, Shemesu, Shasurin. Rabbi Shimon is masking. Rashi says, Bebalei Chayim, Behema, Bria, Benishmash. It's totally healthy when Benishmash happened. Shemesu, and it doesn't. You know, if that's going to be Aser. When does he matter? It says Rashi, Bemisukenes, Benishmash. When it was Misukenes, when it was maybe dying already, did when he had this das in order to give it over. Maybe Rabbi Shimon also mask with a healthy animal you'd have in mind, and therefore if that and you're not going to be able to do it. Says Gemara, Hani Chalamar Bara Meimar, which is a machlokas within the world of Rabbi Shimon. Hani Chalamar Bara Meimar, the Shadi Ravada Amar, Moda Hari Rabbi Shimon, Bale Chaim Shemesu. Rabbi Shimon is masking when it comes to Bale Chaim Shemesu, the case that we just said, that he says it's healthy, it's going to go, that is Shasur and they're us there. Shapir, everything makes sense. El Lamar Bered Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Mashadi Ravada Amar, Cholokai. He says, even if it was healthy and it died, still it's going to be mutter. Michael Mayer, we're going to say now, Masir Mishnah is not going like him. As the Gemara, Tirguma Ziri b'mehemes kachim. Ziri says that Mishnah is talking about an animal which is kachim. Therefore, even Rabbi Shimon would say that it's muksa. Why? Because you can't give kachim to the animals. You can't get any hanaf from it altogether. Dekanami, you can also figure out from our Mishnah, Dekatani, it says, Alea, about it, the dead body, Val Chala Shinit Mace. Oh, Chala, which is, you know, something that's just kachim. Ma Chala de Kedisha, Afahem de Kedisha, Ela Taima. So what did I tell you? Only because the Kedisha, because of the fact that it's Hektish, it's Kaddish, which implies, Hadu Chulin, if it would be Chulin, and then it dies in Yontif, then Shaya would be Mutter. Oh, interesting. Says the Gemara, Hani Chilamai, the Rav Yosef Mishrei, the Rav of the Amar, who says, Chalok Rabbi Shimon, Af Bebalei Chaim Shemesu Shimon Tarim. He says, even healthy animals that die are going to be mutter. Shap, everything goes well. Elamar Bar Meimar, the first man, the Amar, Mishrei, the Rav of the Amar, Moda Hoy Rabbi Shimon, Bebalei Chaim Shemesu Asurim. He says that they're going to be Aser, Ma'ikul Meimar, right? If it was healthy before, then it's going to be, he's not, then your das was not Ilavei, and therefore it's going to be Aser. So Ma'ikul Meimar must be our Mishrei, not going like him. Says the Gemara, we're talking about a case when it's misukenes, but the very call never goes according to everyone. This can go with going to Rabbi Yehuda, and it'd be going according to Rabbi Shimon. Let's talk about a little bit of bidness on Yontif. Ain nimnim al behemah lechatchila b'yontif. You can't on Yontif go ahead and be nimne, be counted on a particular animal lechatchila on Yontif itself. That you all get together and say we are going to buy this particular animal in order to have the meat and to cut it up and to do all that jazz on Yontif. Aval nimnim alema erev Yontif. You are allowed to split it up erev Yontif and go ahead and everything. Go ahead and then the animal's bought and everybody's set up. You got 10 people together and then everything's good to go. And then on Yontif, you take care of business. Another option is that Rashi splits this two options. V'shochetin u'mechalkin b'neim, or you're allowed to go ahead and shecht it and then go ahead and split it up but not talk about any sort of money at all. Says Gemara, my ain nimnim. What does it mean when a Mishnah says you're not allowed to be nimne? To do what exactly are we talking about? Amar Avihud, Amar Shmuel, ain poskin damin lechatchila b'heim yontif. You're not allowed to go ahead and start dealing with what the price is of this animal on yontif. Says Rashi, the mekach u'memkar b'shabbos b'yom tov aser b'sefer Ezra. You now do mekach u'memkar. He's talking business. You could say, hey, let's get together and deal with this, but leave the money stuff to be spoken about afterwards. Okay, but the Mishnah did say that we're allowed to go ahead, even on Yontif, to go ahead and say, hey, you know what? Hey, let's get together, cut up this thing, and let's not talk about the money over here, and we'll spread it all out. And then after to deal with the money stuff. Says the Gemara, heichi avid. How exactly are you going to take care of this? Rashi explains to Katani Shochitu, Mechalkin Bineim, heichi avid, sheyedu lamachar, kama hoisa shavel lifsok tameh. How much you know what the value of each thing was that you handed out. Amarav, maybe shtei behemos. What you do is you go ahead, you take two animals that seem to be very similar one to the next. Uma midon zu etzel zu. You put one next to the other. Va'omer zu kazu. And then you say, the people that are over there say, this animal is going to be like that animal in terms of the value. And then what happens after the fact is that after Yontif, they go out and they see the animal that was still around, and they figure out what was the value of the one that's there. And then we say that's what it was also. It says Rashi, maybe lehem b'yom tov shtei behemah shavas v'yom ru'u shazu kazu ulamach ha-shamen es ha-nosaris. And we go and we evaluate the one that's left over, and then we split up the value amongst those people that were part of it. Tanam yachi of a brice which comes along and supports this idea. Lo yom radom lechaver, Putin shouldn't say to his friend, we're talking about a hero who is a tabach, who's a butcher, hareini imcha besela. I'm going to be with you in reference to a particular animal for the value of a sella. Rashi says, "Harini imcha nimna al bein mazu besela v'hainu kishmul darma ein poskin la damim biyamtov." It was like Shmuel, you don't say the amount of money, you're not posting money on yamtov. Harini imcha b'shtayim, I'm going to be with you the value of two sela. Aval omer lomer lo harini imcha lemechsa v'leshlish v'lerviya. But you can say, "I'm with you for a half or a third or a quarter." Sounds to me like the tennis ball shtickle. I'm even yavin. Anyway, my friends, so we see now they're doing the business over here, and that's like the Gemara says. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmo, the opening line. You can't even poskin dummies. You can't say I'm with you this sell or two slum, but you could say a size, a measurement, but not an amount of money. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.